Hey Tyler, how you doing, bud? You good?
Oh, I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good. You hear me loud and clear?
Excuse me?
You hear me loud and clear? I guess not. All right, bud. All right, Tyler. Great run tonight. Top three finish. Take us through your run and a little night racing at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Well, it was a really long run. We struggled with the setup all night long, and to be honest, we didn't have a good run. We had a really good finish though. So we got really good on. We got really close with our setup there at the end, and I think that was really good. That's what we needed all race long. Unfortunately, it took us all race long to get there, but it you know, we got off sequence there on tires. We short pitted one time thinking it would come to our aid, and it didn't. We just weren't simply good enough. And, you know, then we just kept on working on it. I think what really helped us there was that red flag, being able to think about it, being able to, you know, talk about the setup a little bit and, you know, what we needed to improve for this, you know, this next coming restart. So we all came to pit road, you know, got our laps back. And I think it was just a perfect restart on my side. And just, you know, the perfect amount of luck. It was just kind of like seas parted for me on that restart. So I'm really thankful for everything that happened. Lion at GMS, Trix Management, Impact, you know, they've been huge help for me this past year, and I'm happy to have them.
Great. Thank you, Tyler. If you have a question for Tyler Ankrum, please click the raise hand button or hit me with a message in the group chat. We'll give it a few seconds for the hands to be raised. We got one right off the bat, starting off with Luis Torres from the Motorsports Tribune. Go ahead, Luis.
Hey, Tyler. Now with the first top five of the season, much less also the first top 10, on a night that the rest of your teammates had incidents, what does it say going into the next race to get that out of the way at last for your new team?
Well, I mean, I think it's important that we just keep on building momentum. I feel like that's been something we've been lacking, you know. And honestly, I feel like it's just been a bunch of bad luck. Las Vegas, we had a fast truck, ended up having a penalty on pit road, ended up going a lap down, finishing 11th. Charlotte, we had a right front stopper break and got caught involved in an accident. That ruined our night. We had a fairly fast race car there. And then Atlanta, honestly, Atlanta was just a monster of its own. But and we really struggled really bad there. And that's when kind of everything came to a head that, you know, we did do something different. And kind of go back to some of my old ways, what I'm more comfortable with when I was with those DGR trucks versus the GMS trucks. So we worked really hard this past week to get where we are tonight. And, you know, fortunately, you know, like I said, it just took us too long to get there. We couldn't have a stronger run, but we had a really good finish. And I'm really proud of my team at GMS.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Tyler? We got Sterling Siemens. Go ahead, Sterling.
Tyler, it's safe to say that you've gotten off to, prior to tonight, your team had gotten off to a slow start. But what is a run like tonight, finishing second to Kyle Busch? How big of a confidence booster is this for you and your new team going on to the next race and beyond?
You know, personally for me as myself, I'm not a huge believer in confidence. I think you can chase confidence all your life and not get anywhere. But I feel like the thing that is going to help us most going forward is when you're racing a guy against a guy like Kyle, you know, a guy like Kyle has so many repetitions and so much experience around these racetracks. I think what it does, it gives us the courage to go out and do a better job at improving on our craft. Because at the end of the day, this is a craft. And for us, every single day, it's we go to eat, wake up thinking racing, and go to sleep thinking racing. That's the way you have to live in this sport for you to continuously get better. And I know the past couple of weeks, I was terrible at restarts, and then, you know, I knew I had to work on that. And as soon as I've done that, just overall, like, we've been running way better. And I've been helping them on some stuff, telling them, communicating what I'm more comfortable with, what they've been doing the past couple of weeks and whatnot. But overall, we've just been working awesome as a team. That's all I really got to say. Tonight wasn't me. It was we. And I'm really proud of my team for the truck that they brought and how hard they were able to work throughout the race and how much they were willing to stick with me.
Thanks, Tyler.
Any other questions for Tyler? All right, Tyler, congrats on a great finish and a great night. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.